The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses Tekiyas de Me'umad and Tekiyas de Me'yushav. Literally, Tekiyas that we stand and Tekiyas de Me'yushav. And the Gemara talks about some Kabbalistic concept of not confusing the Satan. However, the Baal HaMor, so it's a debate among the Rishonim, what's Tekiyas de Me'yushav? And what's the Tekiyas de Me'umad? So, the Baal HaMor, so some claim it's the Tekiyas, it's referring to the Tekiyas before Musaf and then the Tekiyas during Chazaras Hashas. However, the Baal HaMor claims, no, it was the Tekiyas, the Gemara is talking about Tekiyas during Chazaras Hashas, and Tekiyas when people are leaving. So according to the Baal HaMor, the Tekiyas that we do before Musaf was a new Takana, meaning it wasn't Bizman HaGemara. Bizman HaGemara, when it talked about Tekiyas to Me'umad and usually those were talking about whatever, Shmoneshek Hazaras Hashatz and people leaving. So why do they institute, according to the Baal HaMor, a new set of Tekiyas before Musaf? He says because the Gaon HaMeyan had a lot of piyutim and davening got much longer, so people, zakenim and cholim, elderly and the sick, couldn't stay for the whole thing, so in order, we don't want them leaving before Musaf and not hearing the shofar, so therefore they did the shofar. It also goes into Baal HaMor, discusses originally it was a chacharis, because there's reason makdim and lemitzvahs, and they used to do shofias, malchios, and shofros, and Zichronos in the Shacharis. But later on, because of the Gzeres HaMachas, Gzeres HaShman, they moved it to Musaf. So therefore the Baal HaMor says that it's a new Takana. In fact, what's one of his rayas is, he says, and that's why we don't find in the Gemara the Nusach HaBracha. We don't find, because there's a machlokes Rishonim, Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, on what is the Nusach HaBracha. Is the Nusach HaBracha with Shmoa Kol Shofar or Al Tekiya Shofar? So this is, whatever, the point being it's a debate in the Rishonim, it's a debate, maybe, is debate in the Rishonim with the Nusach HaBracha. Why isn't the Gemara tell me what bracha they made? So the Baal HaMor says, because there was no bracha b'shas HaGemara. I want to be a bracha? Because the Baal HaMor, as the Klaus, he says, since the Shofar was done, I'll say the HaBracha, so therefore the Shmoneh Esrei itself served as a bracha. That's the call. You don't make a bracha on a bracha. That's the Netzivus and the Haggadah. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about it many times. That's why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the whole mitzvah of Sipor is surrounded by brachas. That's why we don't make a bracha before we bench. It's a mitzvah deraisa v'chalta v'savato v'irachta. So anytime a mitzvah is done in the context of a brachas, so therefore you don't make a bracha. In fact, that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of brachas, where they discussed Rav Amram Gon, that Rav Amram Gon, one of the Gonim, used to make a bracha at night on the mitzvah's kriyashma. So yes, how come we don't find that bracha? Why don't we make a bracha general mitzvahs kriyashma? So usually when you say kriyashma in shul, it's say the habracha. So therefore, you have the brachas before and the brachas after. So therefore, you're covered. However, someone who davens shema early, and you're not, whatever early means, and you don't fulfill your mitzvah kriyashma, so you have to do the, so and when it gets dark out when it gets night on Rosh Havaka, but then one becomes chayev in Kriya Shema Doraisa. You still haven't fulfilled your mitzvah Doraisa. So that's what Rav Avram going, somebody going to point out. We don't pasuk in this way, but that's what they point out, that one, you're making it in the Birkas Kriya Shema, there's no need for its own bracha. Boche Moisro B'Ava, but it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas Kriya Shema, whatever the bracha is, but they point out that that's why we don't make a bracha in the middle of Shema. But if you're doing Shema independently, so now you need a bracha. So the same you saw here, the Baal HaMor says, originally the brachas were Al-Seidah brachas, so therefore you read all the brachas in Shemona Esrei, there's no need to make a new bracha. But now, because the Gaonim extended the piyutim and davening got longer, and according to the Baal HaMor, the Kiya Shofa before Musaf is a new takana, didn't exist before, so now we have to come up with what brachas. Now you could have a machokes, Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, or anyone else, what is the Nisa bracha? Is it Lishmoa Kol Shofar? Is it Alat Tekiya Shofar? So that's the Sita, the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor said that the brachas, the shofar blowing before Musaf is a new takana, and that's why, and you have to make a bracha. Up until now, we didn't make a bracha because it was done Al Seidah brachas, so it didn't need a bracha, like we say by the Haggadah, Birkas HaMotzeh, and Birkas Kriya Shema. However, once it was moved to before Musaf, so then Chazal instituted to make a Birkas HaMitzvah, and we make the bracha Lishmoa Kol Shofar, like the Rambam, and as well, so we make two brachas. We make the bracha on the shofar, and as well we make a shachianu.